This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our paper 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome back to the First Team. We have another spotlight interview giving you all a little bit of context to some of the top college football players on any level, regardless of level of competition, because we know that the NFL has proven over the last few years, if you are a great player, they will find you. Talk about a lot of the FCS guys that have come out over the last few years. Spencer Brown, we just had a flurry of guys this past draft. Tucker Kraft from South Dakota State. We just had Cody Mauch, obviously, out of North Dakota State. More and more, we're seeing a lot more of these top FCS prospects really come to the forefront of NFL drafts. I think I have the next one with me. I got Mr. Dalen Dotson, who is a star defensive lineman out of UT Martin. If you want some particulars about Dalen, 6'3", listed at 280. I know he plays a little bit less than that nowadays, but a really athletic pass rusher. Was an All-American this past season by multiple platforms, 9.5 sacks, really had a dominating season for UT Martin. So welcome in Dalen to the show. Dalen, I really appreciate you again, man, taking a little bit of time. Big fan of everything that you've been putting on film so far. And thank you so much for joining the show, man. I really do appreciate it.
No problem, man. You know, as soon as you reached out, I knew, led your page, knew that you, you know, I like what you got going on. You know, I had to join the show, had to come to talk, you know, just catch up with you.
Oh, no, man, absolutely. I appreciate that for sure. And I appreciate you for being so open to obviously give a little context into your background and everything. So I actually wanted to start off because I've done obviously a deep dive into a little bit of your background. I knew you're a Georgia guy originally, Jenkins High School, and obviously end up at UT Martin. And this past season especially have a breakout year. But you know, before we get into kind of your progression as a player, 2022, all that great stuff, talk to me a little bit about how you ended up at UT Martin. Obviously, being a Georgia guy, how did you end up where you are right now?
Well, in high school, I actually played linebacker. I was a two-star linebacker, and I was getting recruited by many schools as a linebacker. But before, like 2 days before signing day, I didn't have really any offers. I waited too long to sign. So UTM called me like at 12 at night, and Coach McIntyre, I'll never forget, me and my mom was on that phone. We was crying when I got the offer. When they called me, I ain't even take the visit yet. They just called me. I looked them up, and I was like, oh, UT Martin, never heard of them before. Just took my chance. I just packed my bags and went there in July, and ever since then, it's been a blessing, man. I pray for times like this, man. I just, the more success I get, I just remember my story, because right before signing day, man, I didn't have nowhere to go. I was just going to be working, probably hit the military or something. Just UT Martin took a chance on me. That's why I always go hard for them.
I love that, man. So let me ask you, Dalen, since you didn't really have a lot of context, I guess, about what UT Martin was, or the campus obviously hadn't been there, just how much, kind of looking back on it, has that been a blessing for you as far as like how have you kind of become a part of that community? Just what are your impressions of UT Martin and the family that you guys have over there?
It's a huge blessing, man. You know, the season I had last year, everybody in the world expected me to transfer, but I was telling them, like, the family, like everyone that comes to my school, even the transfers, like all of us are family. Like, I hang on with my guys every day. Like, I'm finna go back to school in like a week, go in June, hang on with my guys every day, just work out with them. And when I first came there, I was accepted. Like, it was a family. Like, everybody that's there has something to prove, either transfers or overlooked in high school. And it was a certain standard that was set since I got there. Like, you're not, like, they told me since I got there, like, you're not finna half working and all of us in here sweating, trying to die for you. Like, we're going down the field as a family.
I love that, man. And I will say this is that I have always been I really like evaluating FCS prospects. I like evaluating D2 prospects. I like going all the way down to NAIA because I really think that there are a lot of players like yourself that have a crazy backstory, right, of how you ended up there and you were just overlooked for whatever reason and now you are where you are. So, Dalen, talk to me a little bit about this past season, man, because like you said, 48 total tackles, 14 and a half tackles for loss, 9.5 sacks, 5 forced fumbles as well. You're an All-American by multiple platforms. How rewarding of a season was that for you? Because you had played the previous 2 years, kind of got your, you know, kind of got your feet wet a little bit, but obviously you had a breakout year in 2022.
This year, man, I want to give it all to God for real. The years past, the year before this year, I had a high ankle sprain. I was supposed to start for the season. I had a high ankle sprain. I only got in a little bit. And this year, we had a new D-line coach named Justin Robinson. He was one of the first coaches that really took a chance on me and pulled me to the side. Was like, I believe you can play. I believe you can be a star. He was the first person really to really believe in me behind closed doors, just not say it out loud, you know, calling my phone, making sure I'm coming up watching film. Like, this year I went more into the technique of the game. I used to just be trying to run around people and stuff like that. But watching film, I improved my film study. I improved my plays. Like, it's certain plays I just made because I watched film all week. And that's just me getting older. I'm just getting more mature with the game. Like, this year was just me getting more mature. Now, this year coming up, I'm just finna be like, whatever is my job, I got to make it every time. That's what I'm trying to focus on this year.
You're a really unique player on film because, you know, we talked about this before, but you're listed at 280, but I know you play more in the 260 range, at least this past year. But for people that haven't seen UT Martin, you guys run a lot of three-man front. Obviously, you go to four-man so you're a guy that can play a little bit of everywhere. Like, I've seen you in a 4-4-I. I've seen you in a 3 at times. I've seen you at a 5. I've seen you in wider alignments. Can you talk to me just a little bit about the versatility of your game, being able to play in those multiple fronts?
I feel like versatility is good. That's one of the most best things you could have with football, is versatility and availability. The more positions I can play, that means the more I'm going to be on the field, the more people can look at me and stuff like that. So I try to dissect the game for 3 techniques and nose. Because when I first came to UTM, I used to play nose because I was 280. So yeah. I was playing nose and D-tackle. So just learning those positions, the more I got fit, the more I grew into my body, the more I then I got stretched in. When I got stretched in, it was just – when I got stretched in, it was just go from there. It just felt like I was right back at home.
Well, talk to me about your maturation as far as like from a physical perspective, Dalen. Because like you said, you came in, you were 280. Now you're more in the 260 range. How have you seen your body develop over the last couple of years?
I seen my body develop. I mean, I'm trying to get more cut up. You know, I'm trying to like get rid of the baby fat. You know, coming into college, you know, 18, still got that fat from school. You know, I come home and I work out 27-17, one of the training facilities in my city. They cut me up. Like, this morning I had a little bodybuilder workout. I'm just trying to get cut so I can be able to move, be more explosive. I'm working on like quick punches and stuff like that. That's how I'm able to use, like, even though I'm small, I'm able to fight those double teams or fight that dual block, because when I strike, I'm way stronger than what it looks like.
Well, and I think that that's going to be big time, especially when you jump to the next level, right? Because I think that most people are going to look at you as a true guy, a guy that's going to play mostly on the edge. But the fact that you've had that experience of having to fight off those blocks, I mean, that's really going to help your game, obviously, from a edge setting, run stopping perspective on the next level. I really think that that is going to be a massive for you. So let me ask about just the offseason so far, man. I know you're going back to UT soon, but just how has the offseason been? What have you kind of been up to? Where have you been training mostly?
The offseason has been good. You know, I've been training Savannah, Georgia. I've been on Waters Ave, working at Jiggins Boys Club. I've been working out with my coach Sam Carter, since I was like 16, 15, you know? Nice. So he been getting me right for a long time. You know, these guys out here, like my coach, he's like one of the father figures outside of football. Like, even though we work out, at the end of our workout, he always plays gospel music so we can be tuning in our head. He always tell us like what the real world is, how we supposed to be lifting and everything. And obviously, I really just been focused on being more of a leader for my team. I know that this year I got to step into a bigger role than I was last year, you know. So when I go and I step on campus, like I got to be the one that sets the standards. So I just been working, you know, jotting down my notes, looking at teams we're finna play, you know, looking at stuff from my game that I can improve. A lot of plays I missed last year that I could have made, I'm trying to focus on making those, because those could have been way more game-defining plays.
Well, and let me ask you, because you already talked a little bit about the body maturation, cutting some of the bad weight early on, getting, you know, your body to a spot that you want it to be. You also talked about the technical side of things, being able to play against duo, double teams, be able to split gaps, that type of thing. But also, I would love to hear, because you mentioned it a little bit already, but talk to me about the mental side of the game. I feel like defensive line, especially when you're on the edge, is a very mental game. You really need to understand the process of being able to pass rush and string moves together. How much has that film room side really evolved over the last couple of years? And just how important is that mental side in general?
The mental side is most important. You know, being a kid from Savannah, Georgia, that's what we was taught. You know, like since we were young, you mess up, you got to roll. Don't let nobody try you. Don't let nobody just try to man you. You know, I'm already a small D lineman. So, like, when I go against them, in my mind, I'm already thinking, like, he already thinks he's bigger than me, stronger than me. So, I got to show him. I got to show him every play. And the more I can tell by showing him every play, because he the off the line coming back softly. He's coming back softly. He's coming back softly. So, it really, the mental part, like, the game to me is 75% mental. Like, if you're beating your dude every play, like, he's going to be like, all right, nah, I can't block him. Now, my easy, like, moves that, like, games where I had a 2-3 sets, like, Boise State, like, when I was going to get that tackle, like, the more I was making tackles and plays on him, like, he was just giving, he was just opening up. And when he was opening up, I just took advantage because he was weak mentally.
Yeah. Well, and that was a game that really popped for me initially, man, because I'll ask it like this, Dalen, because you're a young man that I think if you wanted to leave, right, like, there'd be a lot of FBS schools and Power 5 schools that'd be like, yeah, come on over, right, brother? But so you've seen some of those Power 5 schools. You've seen the Group of 5 schools. You've seen the best of the FCS. Can you talk to me about how talented the FCS is for, as far as level of football? I feel like you guys don't get enough credit, and you really need to start getting more credit.
Man, the FCS is extremely talented. We just had a person from my school, Colton Dow, he just got drafted in 7th round by Tennessee Titans, man.
He did.
But I didn't play people that's like FCS is major. Like, the main people would be like, they are either FBS bounce backs or like we have dudes at my school, like O'Shea Baker was like 3-4 star, like recruiting by Florida in high school. You know, it's just stuff with, you know, how stuff happens off the field and everything. Yep. Like, bro, it's people that I done seen jump out the gym, lift the world. I done seen run forever and not drink water. Like, It's talent everywhere, man. Like, it's just some people just don't pass the eye test when they was young. But, like, now, bro, it's so much talent, bro. It amazes me. Like, we have this freshman named, like, we have this he about to be a sophomore. His name Christian Dowell, bro. He lifts the world. He's super strong. I feel like Christian this year, like, if nobody's finna mess with him, I feel like he's going to be one of the best players on our team this year. Like, and he's just young. Like, he's young-minded. He's still, like, you don't think he's still a kid. You feel me? But, like, the more I talk to him, the more he plays, like, everybody on the team know that, like, Christian Smiley, he's going to be that this year, man.
I love that, man. I just made a mental note on Christian now. I need to jot his name down so when you guys are playing this year, I'd be able to get some eyes on him for sure, man. I love that, man. I love the context. You're right. I know the wide receiver you guys had was drafted, and he was actually at – I do some scouting for the College Gridiron Showcase, and he was actually at our event this year. So he did a fantastic job, and I'm very happy for him. So let me – as we're kind of winding down a little bit, Dalen, I just kind of want to get some context to the next step, right? You're training so hard this offseason because you want to be the best version of yourself, help your football team. What are some goals that you have, whether it's individually, team-wise? Like, what do you want to accomplish in 2023?
All right, first, I'm always a team over me, guys. So my first goal is national championship. National championship or bust. We don't want to OVC a couple times. You know, we don't want it 2 times in a row. It's good when the OVC get in the ring, but now I want to get on that national stage so everybody can see our whole team. Individually, I like to break the school sack record this year. I feel like I could have had it last year, but I missed a lot of sacks, way more than I made. I could have had that. I'm trying to win OVC Defensive Player of the Year, and I'm trying to go up for that Bud Buchanan. I feel like I really got a chance, man. I'll be watching go through the FCS world. I feel like I'm one of the top players in the world right now. And that only stems from coaches believing in me and everything. All the confidence that I have now is built off from coaching. Like, all my coaches say they believe in me. Like, ever since the beginning of last year, it was like, they see the leadership. They see what I got to do. I just got to bring it out of myself. I got to expect more from myself first. So once I start expecting more from myself, they just built the team up, man. I'm just trying to win. That's my expectation. I'm just trying to win. Because the more I win, the more we get noticed.
Yeah. Well, a quick question on the sack records. You had 9.5 last year. Do you know what the school record is that you're going for?
The school record is 22.5. I'm at 11 right now. I think the single season record was like 10.5.
Okay.
I could have had that. I missed a few. And when I was playing Boise, I had 3 sacks. But they took when they said – I helmet the quarterback, but if you go watch the play, I really just hit him. Like, as soon as he got the ball, I just hit him. But I can't, next play, strap it up. You know, I can't even dwell on the past. I just got to, next time I go out there, If I ever play boys again, I'm gonna get 5 sacks just for the ref.
I love that, man. Well, and you got a great opportunity now to break both records in the same season. So, I mean, it might be like a great song for you, man. So excited to see, obviously, you moving forward here. Let me ask before I ask my final question. Would love to hear, because we talked about the mental side, we talked about the film side. Are there any players that maybe you model your game after? I feel like you're a really unique player. I mean, you remind me a little bit of, I don't know if you remember Justin Tuck that used to play with the New York Giants, but you remind me of him a little bit just because he was a little bit of a stronger side defensive end, but then he can move inside when you needed him to pass rush. Are there any players that maybe you model your game after?
I really watch Matt Judon because, you know, he's D2, Grand Valley State, had the whole story. Now he's one of the best. Yep. Pass rush in the league. And then I watched Brian Burns that plays for Carolina Panthers. I mean, those guys like electric. Like when I watch those guys, like they're in the backfield, even when they rush and they lose the rush, like they still have a hand on the quarterback. And I'm trying to really model my pass rushing game after Matthew Judon, because you know we like the same size, like 6'2", 6'3", 265. And I see how he always comes off the ball and everything. Like his main thing is really his get off. So once he gets his get off, bro, once I like perfect my get off, like I just got to work on, like, chest and hands. I just got to look at the elbows and everything. Like, I'm just trying to dissect the pass rushing game down more than – because last year was just step this way, he moved, trying to get around him. But now it's like I'm seeing what he do. I'm looking at his shoulders and looking at how his knees and everything. I'm just growing up as a football player.
The best moment ever, because I played a lot of defensive end when I played, a little bit of a lower level than you, but I remember when the game slowed down a ton, and it was just like, because you remember like in practice when you're first trying to work on your hand usage and you know, club rip and getting, you know, stringing together multiple moves, that it's just, look, it feels like it's going fast, but then there's that moment where the game just slows down a little bit, and it almost feels like slow motion, man. It's absolutely wonderful. That's why I think pass rushing is an art. I really do. I mean, I watch some of these dudes now, Dale, and it's like Chandler Jones and Nick Bosa and all these guys, like they're putting these moves together, and I'm just like, I've never seen that before, man. Like, it's just incredible. It really is an art form. So let me get you out on this last one. We talked about, obviously, the goals for this season. You are a player that still has multiple years of eligibility, obviously. It's not a guarantee that you'll be in the 2024 NFL draft. It could be the 2025 cycle. Whether it is 2024, 2025, or whatever it ends up being ultimately, just looking forward a little bit, how much of a dream has this kind of been for you for a long time, potential to play professional football? And what would that blessing be like when you finally get there?
Man, to be honest, man, this is dream come true, man. Like I told you, 2 days before signing, I didn't have nothing, man. Even when you hit my phone asking about the interview, people liking my pictures and stuff like that. Like, man, all this is a dream, bro. I'm a kid from Savannah, Georgia, bro. Like, ain't like my class, we was the ones that started making all the colleges come to the city for real. So before that, like, I didn't really have a lot of examples growing up. Like, I didn't see too many people go to college and play football. So, like, I'm doing all this, like, on the first try, like, the first meet, you know what I'm saying? I'm the youngest in my family, so I'm just trying to make sure my family's straight. You know, mom still goes to work. So all this right now is just a come up, man. I just got to give it all to God for real, man. I know if I'm sticking to it and staying with God, I know it's going to pay off at the end.
Yeah, well, I appreciate Dalen again. Dalen Dotson, star defensive lineman out of UT Martin. For people out there that are heavy in the NFL draft space like myself, if you haven't taken a look at Dalen, make sure to go check him out. He's a fantastic player. I think you changed your number to number one this year, right? You were number 10 this past year. So number one in 2023, if you're looking at some 2022 film, you got number 10, plays a lot all up and down this defensive line for UT Martin. So Dalen, I really appreciate you joining the show, man. I love reading, you know, the box scores and the bios and all that type of stuff, but it's really a lot better when you kind of just hear the story face to face, man. So I really appreciate you telling your story, brother. This was awesome.
No problem, man. You know, I come talk to you anytime, man. You reached out to me, you know, it's nothing to hit you up, you know, talk, you know, discuss what we're going on for the season, man. Just thank you for taking the opportunity on me, and it just feels good. Somebody's actually talking about my game, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I just want to say thank you for real, man. You know, go UTM, hashtag dark side, you know, big Skyhawk.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, Dalen Dotson, starting defensive lineman, UT Martin, joining the show today.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.